1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're taking your calls on the Willie Fulgear, the guy who found the Oscars in the dumpster. Sunday is Oscar night. And do you think he is deserving of a $50,000 reward? I do. I was talking to my producer, Mike Schaefer, earlier, and I said, this is a guy who's a professional garbage picker-thrower. So, in other words, what he was doing his job. He was there doing his job. He's picking through the garbage, and boom. Guess what? It was a $50,000 payday for this guy. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Western Estates, hi, you're on the air. Western Estates, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Phil.
Could you turn your radio down, ma'am?
Yeah. Hi, Phil. I was calling to comment on Willie Fulgear and the discovery of these...
The Oscars?
Yes, the Oscar statues. I don't know how much of your audience, because I know that you're on, you're nationally syndicated. I don't know how much of your audience understands what, here in Los Angeles, just what I'm going to be talking about.
Well, go ahead. Just to, when you say everybody in our audience, everybody loves the movies.
Yeah, but Phil, I live in L.A., you live in L.A., and it's a movie city. We celebrate our film stars. We celebrate their contributions to our lives. I don't know if you live in Detroit or Philadelphia. You may never see a film star, but here in L.A., we share the same air. We share the same space. Case in point, and I'll get to my point about Willie Fulgear, but case in point, I was in Bristol Farms the other day getting groceries. We're having an Oscar party on Sunday, and biggest life there is Christopher Walken. And I said to the young man...
It was Christopher Walken in Bristol Farms?
Yes. And I said to the young man who was bagging the groceries, I said, he is so weird, but look at him, isn't he? He's interesting.
He is a very interesting... he's an interesting performer.
He's very interesting. And the guy who was bagging the groceries said, look at him, isn't he? He's strange. But all of this is to say, when you look forward to it, and you're going to hear about this Willie Fulgear, and all he is a dumpster diver. He trips over a box of Oscars and gets lucky. Case in point, he did not help to apprehend thieves. He was picking through the bin for his next meal.
So what is it with you and your resistance to this?
So we're having an Oscar party on Sunday, and I know you...
Yeah, we're taking calls for a lot of people who are having Oscar parties. As a matter of fact, boy, this will be interesting. I'm going to talk about the fact that my wife and I don't even have a TV set to watch it on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, so you're having an Oscar party.
Yes.
Okay.
We're having an Oscar party. We will be watching it on television. And I guess I am worried about my guests because we're going to have cocktails and we're going to have a crab cake aperitif. But, and Dufresne's, I don't know if you're familiar with Dufresne's, they're going to be catering it. But I am just concerned that the sight of this bum is going to be so upsetting to a community that has supported its actors in films and 150%. And I am just really, really upset that this bum is going to upset a lot of people and is going to put a lot of people off their food.
Well, has he been invited to the Oscars, Mike, that we know? I think Mr. Fulgear most probably has. Now, this is a guy who is picking through a dumpster, and first of all, the Oscars get stolen. Not that these Oscars are valuable. I guess they're worth about $18,000. It wasn't even real. It was a real gold. They're not really even real gold plated. It's like spray-painted metal. But this is a guy who at least saved them 18 G's, and he was picking through the dumpster, and he found it and saved them 18 grand, so they're inviting him.
They're inviting him
I think they're inviting him to the Academy Awards. He's going to have a seat.
See, that is really the thing that I don't understand that, all right? I am a member of the Los Angeles community. We support our actors. We support our film stars.
I understand that are you an actress?
I'm sorry?
Are you in the film community?
No, Phil. I'm a homemaker. I'm a housewife. But,
well, when you say that we support our actors...
Well, I'm a member of the Los Angeles community. I live in the suburban Los Angeles area. I have an affinity for many of our stars. I've seen a lot of them, you know, at Bristol Farms. You live in Westlake. Haven't you seen movie stars? Haven't you bumped into them? Or
I don't know. I mean, maybe I have, you know.
Well, you live out, doesn't Tom Selleck live out?
Mr. Selleck lives somewhere in the area. I don't know. But I'm what I'm asking you is this, okay? You're not in the film business, so you take this a little bit personally about Willie Fulghier.
No, what I'm taking personally, Phil, is the fact that those of us who live here in the Los Angeles area, we understand the film community, I think, a little bit better than maybe someone who listens to your show, I don't know, in Philadelphia or in Indiana or something. And they may not understand how we feel about this. So if you put Willie Fulghier on TV and you show this bum who found the Oscars in a dumpster, and everybody is going, oh, there's the bum, you know.
Everybody's going, there's the bum. He isn't a bum, ma'am. He has a home. He goes through.
Well, he's a dumpster diver. You know,
he's a dumpster diver. He goes into garbage. Yeah, he tries to find things of value or something of some merit. I don't know whether it's bottles. Can you still collect bottles and get money for them? Can you? Craig Taylor, my engineer, is shaking his head. Oh, absolutely, because he still does it himself. Now, I got my first six-pack of beer collecting bottles and turning them in for the cash and then just buying it right there on the spot. And I was 26.
You know something, Phil? I love your program because you're very funny. But this is very serious.
No, I know.
And it's all about how there's going to be a lot of us who care so very deeply for the film business, and it is going to be so upsetting to an awful lot of us. And I am hoping that Mr. Crystal, who is going to be the host...
Billy Crystal.
Right. I prefer to call him Mr. Crystal because he's done so much for our community. Doesn't draw too much attention to the bum.
Why call him a bum?
Well, the man who...
The man who found the Oscars.
Right, the man who found the Oscars. Not to draw too much attention, because it's going to be an awful lot of culture shock.
All right, what is your name, dear?
Phil, my name's Bobby Dooley, and I'm a teacher, and I'm a homemaker here at Western Estates.
Okay, Bobby, you're making an interesting point. I'm going to give the phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. And Bobby is talking about how upsetting it's going to be to see Willie Fulghier, the guy who found the Oscars in a dumpster, on television, considering the fact that what? That guys like that aren't...
Well, they aren't ordinarily seen at the Oscars, Phil. There's a lot of people who would love to have tickets to that. We can't get it. The Oscars present the pantheon of great film stars. I want to see Kevin Spacey. I got to see Annette Bening. I've got to see the boy from Sixth Sense. And people like Mr. Fulghier are usually shooed away by the police. They're not invited in. The Academy, I think, has done something very, very... I think it's going to be upsetting to invite in to the Academy Awards an individual that ordinarily would be shooed away.
When is your Oscar party? It's Sunday night, but are you having it throughout the...
Yeah, we're going to have it throughout the broadcast.
You mentioned the menu?
Well, Phil, we're going to start with cocktails. We're going to have a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc and a crab cake aperitif. It's something that Steve came up with. I really love this. I'm kind of proud of this. Can I give you the recipe for this?
What is it?
It's a delicious, it's small toast slices atop of which you put tomato, garlic, basil, and olive oil. And Steve, my husband, is so creative. He completely invented this.
What does he call that?
What do you call it, honey?
It's called bruschetta.
He calls it a bruschetta. And I am so proud of him for inventing this because it's so... And it's a wonderful side dish. We're going to have some salmon with an avocado sauce and pasta. And Dufresne's is doing it. Are you familiar with them, Phil?
No, you asked me about Dufresne's. I don't know them.
Well, Dufresne, you should really have them do your next event. Because I am the...
Well, my next event...
When is your next event?
What event? You mean my radio?
No, the next event at your home.
Easter, I'm having my relatives over. It's probably going to be our next event.
But you're not catering it?
No, I'm not going to cater. I'll tell you what, right now, when my relatives come over, man, they can just eat my cooking. I ain't catering nothing.
Well, you really should consider Dufresne's. They are, so you're not going to have them do your next event?
What are you talking about, my next event?
Well, what, it's Easter?
I'm having my family over for Easter. I'm not going to have them do my next event. St. Petersburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm just wondering, what
this guy, this, mm-hmm. this guy that caught a break, what this woman has against him. You know, she.
I don't have anything against him.
You're one of the reasons I don't live in L.A. anymore.
I'm concerned over the
attitude
fact
about this bum that you don't want to see on television because mm-hmm. he's going to mm-hmm. put your guests off their food.
No, I'm concerned about a traditional ceremony that ordinarily has a very glamorous clientele, and they're allowing this man into it.
Hey, I live in L.A.
Well, they're doing that
years.
Because they're doing that because the guy found this. They're doing it as an honor.
Well,
he found the Oscars. What? Mm-hmm. What?
They
why
gave
does
him
that
money.
Upset you?
They gave him money. Why isn't that good enough?
Well, what is it? Did you really mean it when you said that he's going to put your guests off your hottie fancy food?
We're not having anything hottie and fancy. We're having salmon, and we're having a bruschetta with a white wine.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, did you really say mm-hmm. that he's going to put mm-hmm. your guests off their food, that they will be sick
yeah.
to their stomach?
I heard you say that too, Bobby. What did you mean by that?
I don't. What I meant to say was very simply, it's a shocking thing.
Well,
I think it would be
what?
Very unusual
you,
to see.
You keep saying about
this
how
bum.
You support the mm-hmm. film industry so much more out there. I
well,
support it every time I go to see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I pay the same thing that you do.
But do you? In Los Angeles, we live in proximity to the movie stars.
So, what
well,
does it have to do with this guy that won that
we,
found the Oscars?
We understand our actors better, and I think that his presence.
See,
at
no,
the awards,
you don't. You think you do,
we
and
understand,
you want to think you do.
I've been around a lot of the actors.
Oh, and that makes you.
Well, have you been
feel
around
like
actors?
You understand them better because you saw them
have
in
you been
the work?
Have you been around many of the actors?
I lived in L.A. for 4 years, and you're one
well,
of the reasons
I've,
I don't
I've
anymore.
Lived in L.A. my entire life, and I've been the presence of Willie Folger at the awards, quite frankly, Mr. Hendry, is going to stink up the atmosphere of what has traditionally been a royal...
Oh, man. I mean, aren't we egalitarian enough to allow this poor guy who found the Oscars, big deal, let
he
him in...
He caught a break.
He caught a break, just like the guy is saying. This is what he does professionally. He goes through garbage cans looking for valuable things. And
they gave him $50,000, Mr. Hendry.
So? What does that mean to you? Yeah. Did that come
my
out
husband,
of your pocket?
My husband believes that the money is enough.
Your husband
no.
believes?
Yes.
All right, hold on, sir, for a second. Bobby, hang on the line here. Interesting conversation we're having about class. Position. Willie Folger, the guy who found the Oscars, is going to be invited to the Oscars show, the guy who found him in a dumpster. And this one lady from Western Estates thinks that his presence on TV is going to put her guests off of the food she's prepared for their Oscar party. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Dustin Hoffman in West L.A., and I've seen Anthony Hopkins out in West L.A., too.
Okay, we're on the air. Bobby Dooley is your name, correct, ma'am? And you live in Western Estates, and...
Yeah, Phil, we have lived out here for since Western Estates opened, which is one of the most exclusive communities in the Los Angeles area, and we have lived here for the last 10 years. My husband, Steve, is with me. He has a wildly successful landscaping business, so we do very well. And we're just saying that as residents of Los Angeles, we feel it is our duty to let the rest of the country know that we take our act, we care for our actors, and we give them sustenance. And if you will, we suckle them at the breast of our community involvement. And I've seen Dustin Hoffman at a bookstore. You must have seen somebody in Westlake.
Ma'am, I live out in Westlake. I don't remember seeing... You know what? I may be the most famous guy in Westlake, which is probably pretty pathetic. You know who lived in Westlake was the very fine man Robert Young. And
oh, he died. They found him on the floor, didn't they?
I don't know, okay? The poor guy, yes, passed on. Oh, George C. Scott. Who I would have given anything to have met him. He died, out there.
Well, but he's dead, so what does that do?
Don't be disrespecting George C. Scott.
Phil, I am not disrespecting George C. Scott.
He's one of the all-time, my all-time favorite actors. Don't go there, okay?
No, I'm...
Just don't even begin to think about disrespecting George C. Scott. All right?
Phil, I am not. I am saying that we care about our actors.
Great. I just wanted you to know. Here is Rosemead on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Bobby, your issues aren't with the guy, Mr. Faulkner. Mm-hmm. You know it's a race issue, regardless.
I beg your pardon.
You don't have to beg my pardon. I just told you.
A race issue?
Yes, it is. Because, you know, it behooves me that you didn't say you want to see all the actors, such as Billy Crystal,
Happen to be a very big fan of Mr. Will Smith. I'm a very big fan of Mr. Freeman.
Oh, well, let's
I'm
give
a
her the
fan.
NAACP award. Good for you.
I happen to think Eddie Murphy is tremendously talented.
Good for you.
So,
had it been Eddie Murphy digging in the trash bin as a bum, would you have an issue with him then going to the awards?
I don't think Eddie Murphy would be digging in the trash.
I don't know where he would be doing. Do you live with Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy is
a great actor. Remember, you live in the affluent area of the
Smith,
estate.
Will Smith lives in Calabasas.
Have you seen him in the supermarket
I
yet?
Saw Will Smith at a Gelson's. Yes, I did.
Well, why don't you invite him to your party?
I would have, but
Steve, it turns his stomach.
Steve?
What's she talking about?
This woman is...
Well, don't talk to your husband, okay?
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Don't talk to your husband. If your husband wants to talk, he can get on.
I'm sure you have an extension in your affluent estate home.
Tell her that she doesn't know what she's talking about.
My husband says you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, your husband doesn't know me, so I know what I'm talking about.
We're not...
I work in Malibu, okay? I've seen Heather Locklear and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt if she has issues like you.
Do you think she's put on weight?
Hey, do you want to see Michael Clark Duncan? Would you like to see him?
Tell her we're not serving watermelon.
I can't say that to
her. I heard what he said.
I did, too.
I heard what he said.
Tell
your husband to take his racist ass into
Thank
the den
you.
Or someplace else.
Thank you.
I was only kidding.
Oh, no.
My husband
no
says he was only kidding.
Did I make a racist issue, Tommy?
Phil, this is Steve Dooley.
What?
I was only joking, all right?
Just give the phone back to her, okay? I don't want your jokes.
Here.
Are you kidding or not? Because he makes jokes like that a lot. I don't know.
When he's not on the radio, I'm sure he's cracking wise all the time about that.
Thank you. Yeah, right.
What was your question, ma'am? Would she like to see who? Michael Clark Duncan?
Yes, Michael Clark Duncan.
I think he is tremendous. He was the Negro in...
Oh, my gosh, he was the Negro. Stop. He's an actor.
What are you talking about?
He was the actor in Green Mile, okay?
Thank you.
Well, which actor was he in Green Mile, okay? And you find this funny. Isn't she funny? Aren't you amusing?
I find you hilarious.
Which actor was he? Well, he wasn't Tom Hanks. Do you know who Tom Hanks is?
So it
kind
Come
of narrows
Come
it down,
on,
all
Phil.
Right? What is the story? What is your issue here? The lady thinks it's race.
It is not race. What it is the Academy Awards, Phil, is a moment where we can look at the royalty of Hollywood. I think it's a little jarring to people's nerves to suddenly show them this dumpster picker in a tuxedo. My God. What is wrong with this woman?
Why is it so offensive? Why?
What is wrong with this woman?
Why is it so offensive to show a man who picks through trash cans?
Let me ask you a question. What is your name, dear?
My name is Katrina.
Katrina, I'm Bobby, okay? Let's just talk like girlfriends, all right? I'm lifting a glass of Sauvignon Blanc, Kenwood, 1993, to my lips. And suddenly here is this wild-haired, Don King-esque, oh, my God. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know what the guy looks like. Has anybody seen him?
I've seen him on television.
What's he look? Does he have...
He had on a baseball cap. You can't see his hair. Why do you want to stereotype him as being a Don King lookalike? Why would you want to do something like that?
I can only imagine he doesn't have his nice... Most of the young black people today have their heads shaved, which I think is wonderful.
Well, most of the white young people do, too.
Yes. In fact, the guy you're talking to right now, Bobby, has his head shaved.
You?
Okay.
Yes, I have my head shaved.
Duh.
Oh, my God. I always imagined you to be dark
No, I'm very fair-skinned.
Oh.
And
well, then what? Well, why is this woman talking to you then? If you don't like white people, Mr. Hendry's white.
She didn't say that. Hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. And a lady named Bobby Dooley on the line from Western Estates, and we're talking about Willie Full Gear, the man who found the Oscars in the dumpster. He's been invited, I think.
For you. Take control of your financial future with FinancialEngines.com. Log on today for your free 30-day trial. Offer ends April 15th. Cannot be combined with other promotions.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. And a lady named Bobby Dooley on the line from Western Estates, and we're talking about Willie Full Gear, the man who found the Oscars in the dumpster. He's been invited, I think, to the Oscars. He's got a $50,000 reward. And the whole concept that you're laying out here, Ms. Dooley, is the fact that in L.A., apparently, we get it better than other people?
That what happens is we understand the film business. Willie Full Gear being at the Academy Awards, you're going to have yourself quite a controversy when he goes in there and picks someone's pocket. And now he's rolled Al Pacino for his wallet, or he's put his hand into Annette Bening's purse.
You are making some assumptions here. This guy doesn't steal. He's not a thief. He's a man who perhaps has, you know, doesn't have the wildly successful landscaping business that your husband has.
My husband thinks that you're making fun of him.
I'm not making fun of you, Steve. I'm saying you're the guy who says you got a wildly successful landscaping business, right?
I have a pretty good business.
My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Great. I'm just saying this guy doesn't. He goes through garbage cans for a living. What's wrong with that? Here is the lady in Rosemead is still on the line, right, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And I want to bring on, oh, shoot, I just hung up on. Hello? Is this, hello?
Yes.
Is this Youngstown?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I blew it. I hung up on the poor lady in Rosemead. Forgive me, ma'am. Yes, Youngstown, go ahead.
Okay, I can't believe that this lady is talking that way about that man. Mm-hmm. God created us all equal in his image.
Of course he did.
And your husband did not create bruschetta.
I will tell you that we, every Thanksgiving, we slide frozen turkey dinners out of our car windows to the poor.
You're talking, you're showing, trying to show what you want people to think of you. I think the entire opposite. I think you don't get any attention at home.
Do you know about movie
stars?
And
you need somebody to talk to you.
Do you know about movie stars?
I like movie stars. It's a profession, but it's not up as high as you want to put it above God.
Have you seen any? I saw one.
Ma'am, you talk ridiculous.
No, I don't. I'm saying that we're watching the Academy Awards on Sunday night. And I want to see Kevin Spacey, and I want to see Tom Hanks. And they're going to show this man who's crawling out of a dumpster.
There's nothing wrong with looking in a dumpster.
Do you want to be eating bruschetta while you're looking at that?
You're ridiculous.
By the way, this lady said something about your husband did not create bruschetta.
That is slander. That is slander.
That is not slander. It's been on all TV shows with all the chefs.
Steve, tell her.
Ma'am, I created bruschetta.
No.
Yes, I did.
No. I'm sorry, I can't fall for that.
Huh?
I can't fall for that.
Yeah,
it's been on every chef show on TV, on TV Food Network.
Well, but Steve, what is it, honey? It's toast, and it has tomatoes and garlic.
I know what bruschetta is.
And basil and olive
oil. Been around for years.
Bull crap.
I feel bad that you have
Is he on the extension?
Are you on the other line, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know what to say. Bruschetta, whatever, we can argue about that till the end of time.
Well, my husband invented it, okay? Okay. God damn it. I hate it when people laugh at me.
I hate it when people pretend they're holier than anybody else in the world and they're having this fantastic dinner.
I don't think I'm holier than anyone else. I'm having an Oscar party. I'm having an Oscar party.
Yeah, better than the Oscar winners.
Are you having an Oscar party?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't do anything like that. I just watch it on TV.
In Los Angeles.
It's plenty for me.
In Los Angeles, we run into the actors a lot in theaters.
I'm not enamored of that.
And on the street, too. Don't you, Mr. Henry?
Look, you know, I haven't run into a movie actor ever in my life, okay?
That is such bull crap.
Well, I don't never. Whatever, man. And maybe I think I saw a guy the other day. What was his name? I saw a guy over in the, I forget, Joey Bishop or something?
Oh, bull crap. You see him all the time.
No, I don't. Like I said, I may be the most famous guy in my neighborhood. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
All we are doing, Phil, is we're asking that Mr. Crystal not draw attention.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I if somebody had told me about this, I'd think they were making it up. I really didn't believe there were women like this gal here you got online in California.
We're trying to have an Oscar party on Sunday.
When I was driving down the road, I'm glad I wasn't eating because I'd lost my food.
Why is that?
Can I give you a quick quote, ma'am?
Why is that?
Why? Because you're making me sick.
I'm making you sick how? I don't understand.
You've heard of, I know in your rich, exclusive area, you're probably familiar
with this
quote by you. You know who C.S. Lewis is, right?
You don't make any sense.
You know who C.S. Lewis is?
Who?
You don't know, C.S. Lewis?
Steve?
Certainly these guys know who C.S. Lewis is, Phil. You know who C.S. Lewis is, right?
No, I don't. Here is Melrose, New York on a Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, ma'am?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for hanging up on him, Phil.
Well, when he started assuming that I knew who C.S. Lewis was, I didn't want to talk to him. Go ahead.
Right. Well, my fundamental difference with Bobby, I believe it is that what I see her doing is she's essentially saying that people's value comes from who they know, how much they know about Hollywood, whether or not how much money they make, that kind of thing.
No.
And that's not what people's value should come from.
No, not at all. It's that we admire the Oscar winners.
Okay,
and we want to see them.
What I'm saying is that your display about saying that that people are going to throw up if they have to watch this gentleman be with these other people.
Well, what would you do? What would you do if you had a bruschetta? You were lifting a bruschetta to your lips, and you saw this.
You know what, ma'am? I value the dignity of that human being a lot more than I value the bruschetta sitting on the table.
My husband says you're not being honest.
No, ma'am. I really honestly believe that a lot of people out there value other people because they're children of God, not because
of
what status.
So you turn on the Oscar show to see Willie Folgier and not Chloe Sevigny.
I may or may not turn the Oscar show on this weekend. I don't know.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said I may or may not turn the Oscar show on. What I see it doing is honoring those people who have done something to perfect their particular craft.
Were you born in the United States? No, really.
Yes, it's not relevant where I was born.
I think it is, because if you're a Christian, are you white?
It's not relevant.
You're a white Christian, and you don't watch the Academy Awards? I don't understand.
My dignity comes from the fact that I am a human being, just as the dignity of all those people that go up on stage to receive their Oscars also comes from the fact that they're humans. Now, some of them, I believe...
We're all children of God.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that a lovely quote, Mr. Henry? And you know what? Excuse me, but I don't dig through a dumpster. Thank you.
Pardon?
Well, if you don't dig through a dumpster? He does. He wasn't stealing from anybody. He was going through a dumpster. We got this culture. You can't even go through a garbage can to find the valuables that other people pitch out. We throw away $3 billion worth of food in this country every year. Why can't a guy go through a dumpster?
But you know what, ma'am?
You better not be speaking to me in that tone of voice.
Excuse me,
ma'am? I guess I am. Go ahead, ma'am.
I also think that some of those people do degrade themselves when they go up on stage.
You must live someplace without cable or movie houses or something. You really must.
An awful lot of assumptions.
Assumptions, absolutely. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Lake Elsinore on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just really feel that Bobby needs to get a Christian attitude, and she needs to realize that the only person that is... God is the highest thing you could ever imagine, and it's not you.
I'm not saying that I don't believe in God. I'm saying that I'm investing...
You're acting like you're better than anybody else,
Excuse me. I'm investing about $5,000 in an Oscar party.
I don't care what you're investing, and I don't care what you do for a living. Everybody needs a chance.
You
don't want to give anybody a chance.
You know that Jesus is watching the Oscars, too. God's watching the Oscars.
But if you need to realize that this man did not have to turn in these I'm so aggravated that people are out there like you.
Could you get your husband off the extension?
Steve, get off the extension.
Bull crap.
Oh, get him off the phone. He's acting like a child.
You know what?
Get him off the extension.
Steve. he'll hang up on me.
I think he's an ass.
He'll hang up on me. Get off the extension.
I'm on my cell phone, and I don't
Good
need to
Lord,
waste my...
what a child. Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't need to waste my money. I'm on my cell phone, and I don't need to wait. You know, my husband owns a very nice body shop, and he makes very good money.
Owns a wildly successful landscaping
business. You know what? I'm sorry, but you really need to grow up. And I really feel sorry for you, and I feel sorry for your husband, and I really, truly feel sorry if you have any children in this world. You know what? They're going to grow up to be just like you,
God.
And that is so sad.
Oh, my God. You would attack a woman's children. If you don't like
me,
that's one thing. But going after innocent children.
What did you do?
Get your husband out of there. You dropped the S bomb. That's all right. I understand, but I got to get going. She dropped the S bomb, so we got to. Oakland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I find it very ironic that Bobby, that you are worshiping a lot of people in this industry, known heroin addicts. Robert Downey Jr. A few years ago, he was nominated for an Oscar, and now
he's been misjudged.
Sip on some Chardonnay, and here's a man who he wasn't just a bum. He collects.
That's what he does. That's what he makes his living. Yeah.
And you're worshiping these people who are well known. This I find that this is taking the place of something else in your life. You've got some serious issues here.
You know what I read? I'll tell you something. You know what I read? I read that they made that poor boy, Robert Downey Jr.
Bobby, there's many more. I just used
they made him wash cars.
Serving time now. There are so many more other people.
Wait a minute.
That
wait. Oh, they made Robert Downey Jr. wash cars in prison?
Yes, they did, and I thought that was disgraceful. He comes from a fine family.
He's a freaking junkie, and it's good for him to wash cars,
right,
okay?
Girl. And he did a crime.
And you live in L.A. and you talk like that.
This Willie is making an honest living, and you are very sick
watching
and disturbed woman.
Darling, watching the Oscars with
if
that bum.
If you and your friends would like to sit around, I guess it makes you feel a part of things,
but wait a second.
Bobby?
If you watch the Oscars with
it makes you feel a part of things, like you, I guess
no,
it makes you feel like you're one of them.
Hear me out. Just hear me out. Watching the Oscars with that bum is going to be like watching my husband's illegal employees work in our yard. Who wants to see that? I don't want to know that my husband hires illegal...
Bobby, I will be lifting you in prayer because you need serious prayer, honey. This man makes an honest living.
Wait a minute. What did he do? I just heard him hit his wife and they hung up. She said something about his illegal employees. Was that it?
Yes, he did.
I just heard him slap her and the line's gone dead.
She said that. I guess I pushed a button, Phil.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Do you hear that? She said, my husband's illegal employees, I heard him belt her, and then the line went dead, which I'm not laughing about him belting her, but, well, I mean, sort. Well, no, I'm not. Well, or am I? Oh, I don't know. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, previously on The Phil Henry Show. Okay, in the middle of our radiothon here, we have a very, very good friend and a guy who has been with us for a number of shows, Jeff Dowder, the drummer with Dark Horse. How you doing, man? Give me five.
It's really good, Phil, to be here. I'm really happy and I'm excited about being a part of it.
And also R.C. Collins. R.C., how's it going?
Really good. I'm going to play the kazoo.
All right, so Jeff, you and RC are going to do what?
We're going to do Wipeout. He's going to be on a kazoo, and I'm going to give it a little jazz drum effect, okay? Because I want to sort of give people a feel what it's all about.
All right, and I know that you've been drumming for Dark Horse. When's your next CD coming out?
Well, we haven't had a CD come out yet, but the one that we want to have come out, hopefully it'll come out like tomorrow, but it's not going to. I mean,
well, when realistically is it going to come out?
I don't know. We haven't got a deal for it yet, so.
Oh, I thought you had a record deal.
No. I mean, you know anybody.
No, I don't.
But anyway, I want to mix up the feel of what is a song we're going to do, the Wipeout. and I want to kind of give it a jazz sensation. RC, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to play the kazoo. Okay, so he's on a kazoo.
All right, let's listen to Jeff Dowder and RC Collins with Wipeout. Go ahead, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Stop, man.
Jeff Dowder and RC Collins with Wipeout.
Jesus.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We should have a Wipeout drum off or something. Any guys out there with drum kits, it should be carte blanche. Carte blanche? Any guy with a drum kit, any woman with a drum kit. We ought to have the ultimate narrowcasting radio contest. If we get 3 calls on this, I will be the happiest man that God ever let live. If we could get 3 female drummers to do a Wipeout session, right? You know, and we'll just have, we'll pit 3 women against each other. 3 female drummer, 3 women with drum kits at home, and they have telephones, and they happen to be listening to our show, and they can play Wipeout. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? And we could, like, huh? Should we take calls on that? I doubt very seriously whether we have any women out there who... Why do I doubt it? It's not that I doubt that we have women who can play the drums. Please don't get me wrong. Please don't, you know, complain that Phil Henry is being somehow, you know, sexist. But I doubt seriously that we don't have a lot of women listening to the show to begin with. So who says that, A, with the very small female audience that we have any women out there that play drums, and then B, that we have any women out there proficient enough to play the drums, whereby they can do the entire solo from Wipeout. But my engineer, Craig Taylor, assures me that it's worth a shot. So we'll give you, and of course, going on his word is a joke. But anyway, I'm kidding, Craig. It's a good idea, man. We'll try it. 1-800-449-8686. Any women that A, can play the drums, B, can play the solo from Wipeout, and C, would like to win a Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Which, by the way, the sales on that have slowed down almost to a snail's pace. We have, I think yesterday we sold 20. That's pathetic. I think it's because it's so far removed from when we first introduced it. We need to do a signing, and we need to do a signing in Miami. All I got to do is figure out how I'm going to pay my way and my engineer and producer's way down to Miami, where we can do a signing for the fine folks in Miami. We've done a bunch of 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 signings for people in L.A. We're going to do one in Miami, then we'll do one in Tampa, we'll do one in Philly, we'll do one in Youngstown, we'll do one in Kihei, we'll do one there in...